Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here today. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hello.
Hey, good morning, Coach Fleming.
Hey, yeah. Buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How did you enjoy your Saturday, take the bye week off, and what did you do with your team over the open week?
We had said we had good practices, worked on ourselves for the most part, got into Maine a little bit, and we're in practice right now, as a matter of fact. So things were good. It was a good week, and looking forward to getting prepped. We're in the middle of it right now. So if we can, I know you got some questions. I mean, if we didn't have a game, I don't know if there's any media calls on there. If not, we can cut it short. I'm all about it.
All right. Just tell me a little bit. I just want to talk a little bit about your team here at midway point of the season. Obviously, Tyler Harris, we've talked about a lot, almost 1,300 yards passing in five games. Has he exceeded your expectations to this point?
No, he hasn't exceeded him. He's still got his better football ahead of him. I mean, I think he's been doing a great job. Came in and won the starting quarterback spot and has been operating our offense decently. Too many turnovers in the first half of the season. Some forced balls, which not going through reads and progressions. But he's, had a good week of practice. And, you know, we expect, you know, a really strong finish out of all our kids, you know, trying to, you know, hit the reset button and try to get with the last six, go compete in this conference. But I still think there's a lot more available for our whole football team, including Tyler.
We've got a media question to you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Banger Daily News.
Yeah,
ahead,
just
Larry.
Wanted to looking ahead to Maine. What problems does Maine pose? What type of game you look for from the Black Bears?
Yeah, I mean, Maine's a very solid, you know, motivated football team. It's got high expectations for this season. And, you know, obviously they've gotten off to a slow start as well, particularly in conference. You know, they've got significant weapons. Josh Mack is a real pain. He's got to be aware of at all times. They've got a couple of receivers, one getting back. I guess Mike is getting back and getting into the mix a little bit, which is a concern. Defensively, they always, you know, play a very solid, very salty defense. And, you know, so there's a number of things we really expect to have a, you know, typical Rhode Island Maine battle, which over the last three seasons has been really down to the wire in most every game, and Maine's been able to walk away. We're going to have to play very well on the road to beat them.
Thank you.
All right.
Jim, along, you guys obviously have been one of the top passing teams in not only in the conference but FCS this season. What do you feel like has pleased you most about how your offense has performed to this point? What do you feel like you need to work on here down the stretch?
Well, I mean, what we got to work on, I mean, that's the easy question. What we need to work on is scoring more points. We've been productive throwing the football, and we've got some big play ability, obviously, which has come up each and every game. But at the end of the day, you know, there becomes times when the big plays aren't there, and you've got to be able to run the ball more effectively, which, you know, we're working hard to do. We've got a good back that we haven't been able to, you know, get the type of game we're looking for out of them. You know, so I think that, you know, our whole approach is just, you know, pleased with the passing game. Obviously, we've got to continue to produce there, but, you know, our offense is set up that way, you know, with the number of run-pass options, opportunity to read the boxes and take what the defense gives us. And, you know, where we find that we need to do better is to be able to get in must-run situations and convert those and get good, solid yardage, because the Cougs got, you know, good yards per run. We just got to get them a couple more touches.
Switching to the other side of the ball, obviously your defensive line has been one of the better ones across the conference. Talk about their play, and then it's similar to the offensive side. What are some areas that you feel like you need to work on defensively?
I think, you know, defensively, you know, our defensive line has had some really good good performances and been very productive, you know, both behind the line of scrimmage and rushing the passer and a number of TFLs. You know, the thing we need to work on defensively is to be able to stop the bleeding when it starts. We've been our own worst enemies on, you know, explosion plays that have been a problem for us, and we need to eliminate those and play, you know, gap sound, gap integrity, and tackle better. So I think there's a lot of fundamental things that we need to improve on defensively to be able to reach our fullest potential as a team.
Before I let you go, you touched on Maine and their defense. You guys, and Coach Arosemiak talked about it earlier, you guys have had really tight competitive games. You're both similar physical teams. Do you expect a similar type of game on Saturday?
No, I expect it to be a bloodbath, and I'm sure Joe does as well. I mean, you know, they're both good football programs and for good teams that are trying to find their identities. And, you know, this is a very big matchup between competitive institutions. But, you know, we got to get on the bus and go up and take care of business. And our whole expectation that this will be a typical Maine Rhode Island game comes down to the last possession.
All right, Jim, thanks as always for your time this morning. And safe travels to Maine, and we'll talk again next week.
All right, Rob, thank you.
All right, thank you.